How much death do we really need to see? It's a question which springs up regularly in the media and one which was the focus of a photo exhibition held in Brisbane recently. Photographer Shahidul Alam decided to exhibit photos which depicted violence without their violence. The Wire's Daniel Fitzgerald spoke to Shahidul, who told him exactly why he'd decided to take this approach.
In this particular case, because these killings have been going on for a long time, they were a major issue, and one needed to develop a strategy for how best to engage with the audience, how best to elicit a response. And in this particular case, I felt it would actually be more powerful to suggest what had happened through metaphors as opposed to the physicality of bodies. As it turned out, it became an extremely powerful exhibition.
In your career, have you taken photos of dead bodies?
I have, but I'm not a war photographer. But, you know, I find myself in situations where there is death in many forms. And certainly in terms of disasters, in the 1991 cyclone, that was a large part of what everyone was photographing. And it's quite interesting you asked that question, because then I was on an assignment by the New York Times, and of course I took the photographs I did, and invariably they had a big picture on the front page of the Herald Tribune of the body of a child and in a place where it should not be and blown up and everything. But when New York Times actually approached us to choose pictures for a piece, we went back to them to say that we didn't think pictures of bodies was the right way to get the message across.
So in terms of photojournalism, do you think there's ever any justification for showing dead bodies?
I think there is, in the sense that the point is to communicate, the point is to get a message across, the point is to provoke people into response. I don't think showing dead bodies is necessarily the best way to do it. But there might well be a situation when that works more effectively than others. I wouldn't put across a sweeping statement that one should or one should not. What I will say is that the automatic response of showing a dead body is a very lazy response, because it does not take into account the complexities of either the situation or the audience response. And one really needs to gauge it on the basis of how best one tells a story, how best one reacts to it, and how intelligently one can bring across often very complex stories and not render them in simplistic terms.
So do you think people have become desensitized to viewing death?
I don't think it's a question of dead bodies as such. I think it's a far more important issue of humanizing people, in the sense that when Madeleine Albright talks about the death of 500,000 Iraqi children being a price worth paying, she says it because, in her calculation, Iraqi children are worth a lot less than American children. When Julia Jacobson showed the picture of the dying Marine, there was a huge furor about why a dying person was being shown, and that was insensitive. Yet bodies of Taliban, bodies of people far away, bodies of people whom we consider to be insignificant, is regularly shown, and there it doesn't carry the same message, because these are people who are less human, according to mainstream media. So what happens is death of people who are considered less than human is trivialized and shown in a voyeuristic sense, whereas whenever it gets close to home, whenever it becomes people who you value or you relate to, suddenly you take on a very different set of values. And I think it is that set of values that need to be questioned.
Over your time as a photojournalist, have you noticed any change in standards about showing bodies and death in the media?
At a micro level, I do see there are newspapers that will ponder about whether gory pictures should be shown, whether horrific pictures should be on the front page and things like that. And it varies. Tabloids have a particular way of doing it. Broadsheets have a different way of doing it. But by and large, the major shift is elsewhere. It is the fact that there has been a very careful structuring within the media about what bodies can be shown and what bodies cannot. It's not the same set of rules that applies across the board.